I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello. Happy day 71 of the program. Starting our 10th week. My goodness, 11 if you include prep week. As I like to do at the beginning of every week is let's just take a minute and be super proud of yourself for the fact that you are still here. You are still showing up. I know some of you have done more than a few rounds on your road to reaching your finally and forever weight loss goals. I want to talk about that for a second. If you got any questions, load them up. I'm going to get right into them. I'm going to talk about finally and forever. So I know you guys have heard me talk about this before. The Living Method is not a magic pill. But the Living Method is different in the sense that we are not counting, we are not weighing, and we are not measuring our foods. We are working really hard to be in tune to our body's needs so that we know what our body needs. We are also learning to trust ourselves so that when our body tells us when to eat, what to eat, how much to eat, we can actually trust that. You are working through issues and associations that you've tied in and around food your entire life. Some since like the day that you were born and the way that you were brought up and the way that you were fed and the way that you've used food over the years, especially when it comes to coping. And we use food for so many things. It's not like you're going to stop doing that. So it's about reconnecting with food. It is working through your habits, some old habits that no longer serve you, while you create new habits that help support the life that you want to live, who you want to be, how you want to feel every day. It's about working through beliefs. Like you are worthy of feeling good, worthy of taking the time for yourself, worthy of achieving your goals, worthy of prioritizing yourself in your own life. Some of you are working through some serious past traumas and how you've used food to cope with some of those traumas and how your weight fits in to your past. So there's a lot that you're doing here. There's a lot that you're doing here mentally to help you get to a place where you are calm around food, in tune to your body's needs, and you know what you need, not only to lose weight, but to be able to easily maintain and sustain your weight, where you're not in control or trying to moderate, you're just in tune. And so if you choose to eat something, you're going to be aware that it might not make you feel so great. So then you are going to help your body recover from having that thing. You're not going to berate yourself. You're not going to starve yourself. You are just going to help your body recover from any indulgences and then move it along. And that's where we're introducing back on track. So yesterday, along with the week 10 guidelines, so revamp is what you're working food plan wise with the focus of really leveling up. And especially when it comes to being in tune, asking those four mindfulness questions and how your body's responding. And then we also introduce back on track. So back on track is a technique that refers to the original food plan in terms of what you're eating and when, but there's more to it. It's really back on track is taking a minute to help your body recover from any indulgences so you can get back to focusing on trying to move the dial on that scale. Always with this conversation, I talked about this in the check-in today. People are like, well, can I just do back on track? It's so much easier. I don't want to bother with these tweaks. I don't want to think so hard. I just want to do back on track. So the original food plan is really effective. It goes back to the rhyme and reason behind it in the first place. And, you know, that's great. If you were to just follow the basic food plan, eventually you will reach your goal. as long as you're maximizing and, of course, doing all those other things. But the tweaks each week are designed, they're so multi-layer, are really designed to keep things moving forward, to really get your body's attention, to help your body stay specifically focused on fat loss. And of course, for you to, you know, switch up the focus week to week, to level up, to help bring up some of those issues and associations and feels and whatnot. So back on track, because we worked it. It's so ingrained into our body and our mind that it becomes this kind of really routine, safe place for the body. So whenever you go and you eat in a way that stresses your body out, right? On vacation, eating all the things, away for the weekend, eating all the things, having a day where you're just binging all day, to the point where you really feel it, right? You're going to implement back on track for as many days as you need to feel like you're back on track. Now, this is not for little fluctuations on the scale. That's not what this is about. Because you're not just trying to recover from indulgences. You want to get back to focusing on moving the dial on that scale. So back on track is like, okay, I've stressed my body out. I overindulge. I'm going to calm it down for a day or two. And then I'm going to get back to focusing on doing what I need to do to lose this weight. So back on track is something you can use moving forward. And more importantly, it's something that you're going to use when you are maintaining your weight. Because listen, you're going to end up indulging here or there after you've done reaching your goal. And back on track will be there for you to kind of help the body recover from that indulgence before you get back to wake up, look good, feel good, go about your day. Now, obviously, when you're trying to lose weight, you want to minimize any indulgences, right? Let me be very clear about that. You want to minimize any indulgences, especially over the next couple of weeks. You want to follow through on this process and finish. You want to follow through and finish stronger than the day that you started. And that's not about a number on the scale. That's making sure that you're showing up for yourself. You're taking everything that you've learned to this point. You're maximizing. You are doing all the things so that when you finish this program, you're going to be so super proud of yourself. I also want you feeling so super confident. So super confident in next steps. We got a lot to talk about over the next couple of weeks. So, all right, let's get into this. Hello, hello. Okay, super honest post here. Well, I love that. You might have noticed I'm a little super honest myself. My days every day start so strong doing all the things. Then every afternoon I get home and the wheels come off the bus. Okay. My weight has bounced the whole time. My water is great. I'm doing a lot of the things, but not all the things. Any tips to keep on track in the afternoons? Okay. So this is so normal. Our lives are so stressed out. We are overscheduled. We are super busy. We got a lot going on. So I love a good morning intention. It sounds like you got that, like you're good with that. You're waking up, you're motivated, you're doing the things, or even if you're not motivated, you're doing the things. So first of all, I would sit down on the Monday and assess where you are at, as opposed to just kind of trying to keep up with all the things that you've been doing. Really assess what's going on in your life right now that's making it difficult for you to focus on yourself. Where are your pain points? Like what is so hard about what's happening in the afternoon? Is it where you're coming home to a chaotic house and you got kids and you're trying to do this and you're driving them here, there, and everywhere? Sometimes it's just really being really honest with your situation. And maybe you are legit just doing the best that you can right now with where you are at in your life and what you got going on right now. In which, you know, just maintaining your weight, that's huge. We don't talk about that enough. You know, when stressful times hit us or certain seasons and times in our life where we just were having a really hard time, when we would normally gain weight, and the fact that you are not gaining weight, or where we would normally go to certain foods to cope, and where we are actually making an effort to prioritize ourselves, to make sure we're drinking our water, to get some nutrients, that in itself, like, let's take a minute and be like, okay, when life gets really chaotic, just like maintaining where you're at, that's a non-scale victory in itself. So take a look at your environment, where you're at. What do you need? So what's going on? And this is where I love the maximizing post. And it's not like making a to-do list of all the things. It can also really help you assess where you're at. So how has your sleep been lately? What do you got going on? Right? So your environment, stress, what's happening at work, what's happening in your house? Are you doing a renovation? What's going on with your kids? Is it like, you know, is it tax season? So you're stressed about your taxes. Like, what is going on? And then, you know, what are your pain points? And then what can you do to set yourself up for success? So I love the good morning intention. And so maybe what you're doing is you're getting up and you're setting your intentions and you're writing them out. What I like to do is do a whole visual of my day. So before I get out of bed, I like ground myself and harmonize my day. And so this is sort of like taking a few minutes, taking a deep breath in, like really feeling myself and my body, being self-aware, and then going about my day. And not in like great detail, but, you know, getting out of bed, what happens next, you know, getting up, exercising, you know, sitting down, having something to eat, making time for myself, getting my kids off to school smoothly, you know, dropping them off safely, you know, going to, you know, whatever the next thing is, going through this meeting, going through that, going here, going there, right? And so you need to carry yours throughout. How do you want that back half of your day to be? How do you want that like feel? How is that, what's that going to look like? As opposed to like you're going through the day and then chaos hits. Like you want to feel calm in it. Do you want it to be productive? Do you want to have fun with your kids if you're hanging out? Like you want to visualize yourself, you know, what are you doing with your foods? Are you grabbing something really quick, even if it's way like the drive-through? Maybe you're going for a wrap when, you know, you could get a salad, and then you're trying to eat the wrap while you're driving, and then you get your kids maybe to hockey or where they're going. Maybe that's where you take the salad and you sit down and you eat it. And it doesn't have to be a salad, but you know what I mean, a choice that you feel better about. So visualize your best case scenario, how you want that to go. And then I also love the end of day reflections, right? Because end of day reflections is like, okay, I started off strong. My day fell apart. Why did it fall apart? What can I do better tomorrow to make sure that it's not going to fall apart? And, you know, it could just be like, something like you prioritizing yourself, because again, I have a lot of questions like kids coming home, then you got to take the dogs for a walk, and you got to do this, you got to do that. How can you make space for yourself or set yourself up better for success? Maybe it's, you know, having those snacks, bringing them with you, or I don't know what that is, right? And then you know what we don't do is a midday check-in. You might need a midday check-in. A midday is like, hey, you woke up, you had all these, you know, set all these intentions today. It's midday. How are you doing? Because you could just be like your day gets away from you, and before you know it, you're at the end of the day. So I love a good midday check-in. We don't really talk a lot about that. Morning intentions, end of day reflections. Set your alarm to check in right before things fall apart for you. And be like, okay, here we go. This is where I need to work extra hard at 2 o'clock, between 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock, or 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, right? And then be like, what can I do to make that easier on myself? Because it's not berating yourself, getting pissed off at yourself, being like, oh, today I'm going to do this. It's really about recognizing your current situation, right? And figuring out how to set yourself up for success, and, you know, setting an alarm to check in on yourself, you know, and assess where you're at in the moment. That could be a good first step. That could be a good first step. Yeah, I hear you. Start off strong. And then, you know, also we get tired and life is hard and our emotions. Maybe it's to just taking a few minutes out to breathe and ground yourself, you know, midday, and just take a minute for yourself. You know, maybe go for a walk around the block, or, you know, whether you're at home or work, and break the cycle of whatever routine you got going now, you know. Today I went back on track because I was away celebrating my 60th birthday and went off track. Can I still listen to the lives or wait? Yeah. I mean, so back on track is like you're going to take a day or 2 days just to kind of help the body reset, and then you're going to pick up where you left off and just keep moving. So you can totally listen to the current lives, you know, that you could count those days if you want, but I wouldn't. I would kind of take it as an active pause day, an active, just give me a minute. I got to get back at this day again. And you're not going to do that. Like you might indulge on the weekend and your weight is up, but you feel good. You might be like, I actually feel pretty good, because maybe you also drank your water and you know what I mean? And so back on track isn't used for if the scale is up. It's more if you really feel off track, and then helping the body calm down from that. And then you want to do as many days back on track until you feel like you are ready to put your head back in the game and your body is ready to get right back at it. And so you don't want to wait until that scale comes down. Some people are like, I'm doing back on track a week later and the scale's still not back down. Well, that's, you're not using back on track to get the scale back down necessarily, because what can happen is a lot of times when you indulge and then you get back on track, your weight will stay up because it's actually on the way back down again. So this is why it's not about the scale. It's about how you feel. So implement a couple of days of back on track until you feel like you're ready physically, mentally to get back at it, and then dive right back in. But yeah, you can still listen to the lives. What would you do it after the sickness protocol? So this is really interesting. So back on track is kind of like the sickness protocol. Sickness protocol is a technique that you're using to help your body overcome sicknesses. And so you're following the basic food plan, but you're keeping it super light. You're not forcing yourself to eat. You're mindful to drink enough fluids, get enough rest and whatever. You want to do the sickness protocol until you feel like your appetite is coming back. And then, yeah, if you wanted to add a couple of days of like following that basic food plan before you dive right back in, you could totally do that. You could totally do that. Or you can, after your appetite comes back, dive right in because you've taken a bit of a break, right? So either way works. Either way works. It's all about the intention. It's all about the intention with Back on Track or with the sickness protocol. And that's helping your body get back to a state that it can, you know, specifically start focusing on fat loss. That's why like Back on Track, it's great, but you wouldn't want to just keep doing that in order to lose your weight. You want to get back to using more active tweaks where you are actively getting that body's attention and getting it to specifically focus on fat loss. That's a great question. I went through a lot of clothes this weekend. A lot needs to be put away because it's just too big. Yeah, I love that. Pull out those clothes. If you're weighing to a certain weight, you might find that those clothes are way too big on you by the time you put them on. I've had a pretty stressful 2 weeks, and this one who knows. Okay, I've learned to stop and breathe before reaching for stress eating. It helps me so much. Yeah. So really recognizing how you're using food to cope is really huge, especially moving forward. Because again, it's not just about losing your weight. It's your state of mind once you've lost your weight and you're just living a life where you're maintaining, right? That's really why you're doing the work now, because it's really going to pay off once you've lost your weight. You guys are talking about the weather. I need to get back on track. I'm back after I stopped actively following the program on February 7th when my dad was admitted to the ICU. Oh, no. I tried to follow the program generally, white at his side every day for 5 weeks. Didn't lose, but I didn't gain. That is a huge non-scale victory. Yes, it is. That is really huge. Being mindful, prioritizing yourself when life is chaotic and it's so easy to just want to like really like just go into your feels and just drink wine, not eat, all of those things. That is really huge. Now we move to a new normal, supporting my aging mom without my dad around anymore. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your dad. Even more, I need to take care of me so I can help take care of her. There may have been some chips or some chocolate, but I didn't give in completely, which I might have. Yeah, you didn't trash yourself because you just felt like doing that. Because, you know, a lot of times we want to feel like we want to physically feel a way that validates our emotions, right? When you're so broken and you're just, you can't. So then you want to like, a lot of times that's what we'll do with, you know, taking care of ourselves is we want to trash ourselves physically in a way that matches our, like how we really feel emotionally, just broken emotionally. That never helps us. And it just makes the situation even worse. And first of all, let's take it back to the fact that you had the wherewithal to do that is really huge. Let's also honor the fact it's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do to prioritize yourself and take care of yourself, especially when you are taking care of other people. It is the most important thing that you can do, because if you don't take care of yourself, then someone else is going to have to come along and take care of you. And it's just a vicious cycle of everybody taking care of everybody else because nobody is taking care of themselves. And so for a lot of reasons, that's really difficult. So that's a huge step. And, you know, also to anyone who's listening and who had something happen in their lives and they didn't handle it very well, that's okay too, because you are acquiring the skills right now to have that wherewithal and awareness to be able to do that. And so you might be going along and losing weight just fine and have something traumatic happen in your life, and then you fall back into those old habits. And of course, because you don't necessarily have the tools right now to manage it a different way. But it's in recognizing that that no longer serves you anymore and that you can do better for yourself. That is really huge. It's really about all those aha moments. You're like, oh, how's that working for me? That's not a great way to cope. That's not helping me. You know, drinking a bottle of wine every night is really not helping me, because the next day I wake up, I feel like shit, and it just makes my life harder and it makes everything that I'm dealing with worse, you know. But sometimes we do it a few times before we recognize, okay, this isn't really working for us. And that's what I love about the mind-body connection, that you're working on strengthening throughout this program is being really self-aware and having your body tell you as well, okay, thanks for those chips. I feel like shit. That is not helping us. You know, hey, you know, can you drink a little bit more water here? Hey, do you mind like trying to get a better night's sleep here? Hey, do you mind managing your stress? So like once you really open the floodgates to being in tune to your body's needs, it's hard to close those. And then the more you're listening, the more your body is talking and the more that it's there and supporting you and letting you know when it needs. What it needs, right? And especially when you're not really paying attention because you got a lot of things going on, this is where you want your body to be telling you when to eat, what to eat, and how much to eat. You know, so all of the work that you're doing now is going to add up to once you've lost your weight, because you're still going to have those moments in life where it's going to be so easy to fall back into old habits where you have to really start really, really reinforcing and honoring those new habits so that that's where you're falling forward as opposed to falling back and you're pulling out the tools that you need in order to cope, right? Such a huge moment and realization for you. I'm so sorry to hear that. It's a great idea to take stock though of where you're at. I love the self-awareness and recognizing. So sometimes we just like bury our head in the sand. We just keep plowing through. We just keep doing and we don't actually take a minute to bring our head up and be like, okay, what is happening in my life? Where am I at? What do I got going on? Where do I got to give myself a little bit of more attention and support? You know, and the thing is, if you also have kids too, that whole like, you know, you take care of someone else at the expense of yourself, so then someone else has to take care of you, is like really teaching your children to prioritize themselves in life, especially when things get hard. You are teaching them that it's their responsibility and nobody else's to take care of you. You know, that is really huge. That's a huge thing. I had Asian takeout pizza. Okay, it's interesting. Tony's like, what? An ice cream cake yesterday at a party, but the scale stayed the same. Yeah, okay. Struggling to get more water in though, and I've been experiencing the bounce back effect. I have been way more active, so I'm pretty sure I need a little bit more water in order to see that scale drop first bounce. So yeah, so you know, you don't always need back on track for everything, right? Back on track is when you really, you'll know. People are always like, how do I know if I need back on track? You will know if you need back on track. Because you will feel it. You will be like, oh my gosh, well, I just trashed myself. So you will know. You will know when you need back on track. And not every circumstance calls for back on track. If you wake up the next day, you feel okay, get back to focusing on moving down that scale. Hit lowest low February 10th. It took me until March 17th to see that number again. Dealing with a sore throat today and weight was up 0.8. Not going to let this derail me. Intend to finish strong. Yeah. It's not weight loss is just not what everybody told you it was. And you have to take into account physical things that are happening in your body, mental things that you're dealing with, what life is throwing at you, you know. Again, this is why I love that we structure the program into 91-day digestible chunks of time. There's a start date, there's an end date, and some programs are going to be more feels like you're going to be more proactive and it's going to be more effective than others. But there's a lot to be said for the fact that for 91 days, you were mindful about showing up for yourself. You made the best choices you could make in the moment for you, given your situation, rather than completely trashing yourself because you've had this kind of crummy season of your life. And so each time you do the program, it's going to be a little different, you know, because we are breaking it down in these digestible chunks of time where you are hyper-focused on yourself and what's going on in your life, you know. Just like some days are better than others, you know, some rounds of the program are better than others. And the key to being successful is to keep showing up. Some days you're going to have all the things that you're doing fall in line with your goals, and some other days you're going to be feeling like you're failing and flailing. That's totally normal. You're not going to crush every day of life. And this is why with other diets, the minute you stop doing this or stop doing that, you know, you go back to your old habits, that weight just piles right back on. Your body hasn't had a hot minute to adjust to anything. And that's why the Livy method, it's not just like giving your body the resources it needs, right? So it can repair and rebuild and regenerate and rejuvenate and make change and function at a higher, healthier level because you're making your body healthy, right? You're giving your body the amount of time that it needs to release that fat in a healthy way, to address its needs and to adjust to the weight that you've lost. You're losing weight in a way that's putting you in tune to your body's needs. So you're not starving and depriving and restricting and neglecting and disconnecting with your body and ignoring it. You're actually working really hard to be in tune and connected with it. You know, that is really huge. That's really huge. And these are all the things that are going to help you not only lose your weight in a healthy way, but in a sustainable way. Good time to reflect on, you know, good time to reflect on all the things that you've done and the last, you know, 9 weeks of the program. Dr. Beverly is joining us tomorrow. She's going to build on the conversation that we had with Dr. Dina Kara last week. It's a good one. So tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So do I stop back on track when I'm back to the weight I was before vacay? Yes, I will be very clear about back on track is not about getting your weight back down. I mean, it is in the sense that chances are your weight will go back down, but you're not waiting until you hit your number again. Back on track is simply to calm the body after, because any indulgence that you have didn't cause you to gain weight. Like, you're not going to go away for the weekend and actually come back and have gained weight. Although the scale can fluctuate a lot for a variety of reasons. Not getting, you know, indulging. Yeah, salty food, weight up. Not drinking enough water. Yeah, weight up. You know, also not getting great sleep because you were indulging or up late partying. Weight up. Also because you worked out the next day because you thought you needed to work out because you were overindulging. Body sore, weight up. So many reasons why your weight will be up. So you have to understand when you indulge, it's not like you're gaining real weight. And so, sure, you get on the scale Monday and maybe you indulge this weekend and your weight is up, but you feel fine. You know, you could still just carry on with the tweak this week. The tweaks are always way more effective than back on track is going to be. Now, when we redo the next program, we establish back on track again, bringing everything that you, so if this is your first group and you've signed up for the next program, you're going to run through it exactly the same way, but you're bringing in what you've learned. So you're going to start asking those four questions from the get, you're going to be maximizing from the get, you're going to give your body an opportunity to reset with that basic food plan, which you'll see in the next couple of weeks, because we still have another tweak that we're going to introduce, right? So you're bringing your knowledge back in there. So back on track is really meant to be used after this week moving forward and into maintenance, whenever you find yourself indulging to the point that you really feel it. And then you want to do back on track for as many days as you need, usually like only a day or two, to feel like you are back on track, to feel like your body has calmed down. So you get, bam, back to focusing on moving the dial on that scale, right? So back on track is kind of a bit of like a reset kind of. Also, you're maximizing and doing all the other things. But what it can happen is that your weight might be up because let's take it back before we introduce back on track. Let's take it back to last weekend where I said, and we actually had a couple of people do this, where they indulged on the weekend and then the scale was down on Monday. Right. So back, you can indulge in a few things here or there and still see that scale move because weight loss is based on momentum and all the things that you were doing all week long. So a few little indulgences didn't stop the scale from moving for you. So then you just want to keep moving forward. So back on track, if you woke up today and say you were away and you indulged all weekend, you really feel it, right? then you can implement Back on Track today. Tomorrow you might wake up and the scale might still be up, but you might be like, "But I feel so much better today. So I'm going to get back to focusing on moving the dial on that scale." Because what can happen is your weight can be up and on the way down at the same time. And because 9 weeks in, 10 weeks in, you're building a lot of momentum here. And so your weight could actually be up because it's also on the way down. So we don't want to judge what we're doing based on the scale. We want to judge if we need Back on Track based on how we feel. Hopefully that makes sense. Let me scroll down and get some of these questions here. 6 programs in, and I'm finally learning how to be careful with Back on Track. Back on Track really works. However, I got into the habit of indulging and always thinking I can go back on track. Yeah, I mean, that's really great when you're in maintenance and you're maintaining your weight. Not so great when you're trying to lose the weight. So you want to keep your indulgences few and far between, obviously, while you are looking to lose. And then say you reach your goal weight, and then you're doing another round of the program to solidify your weight. Right? You still want to minimize any back on track, and you still want to minimize indulgences. Yes, use a back on track. It's there, but minimize any indulgences because you want your body to solidify your weight without you stressing it out all the time. And so really you're using back on track in that third stage of maintenance, the Libby method. Sorry, there's lose your weight, stage one, solidify your weight, stage two, maintain your weight, which is stage three, before you can reach that finally and forever, in which you will also use back on track. So I love this. This is a good share. Okay, 6 programs in, I'm finally learning how to be careful with back on track. Back on track really works. However, I got into the habit of indulging and always thinking I can go back on track. Well, you can, but it's not, but if you're trying to lose weight, that's not what you want to do. But it becomes a cycle of indulging and using the excuse. No problem that I'm doing this because there's back on track. Yeah. And again, that's great when you're in maintenance. It's great when you're just living your life, maintaining your weight, that you have this technique that you can fall back on as a way to help you recover from any indulgences sooner rather than later and get back to wake up, look good, go about your day, right? Feel good. It's an amazing tool. However, I'm finally realizing it's not the answer to give you an excuse to continually indulge on weekends. Yes, I love this. I finally came to realize I've been hovering over the same weight for months and months, up, down 5 pounds. The occasional back on track is shockingly amazing and it works, but definitely from now on until finally and forever, I'm not going to use it as an excuse to continually give myself permission to indulge. I love this. I love this. And it's so easy to get into that 2 steps forward, 2 steps back, 2 steps forward, 2 steps. But let's take a minute and look at this from a different way. You have been putting time into solidifying your weight. That's not lost time. That's not lost time. So the time that you've been going up and down and up and down and up and down and back on track and whatever, good for you. You've been maintaining your weight. You have been giving your body time to adjust to your new weight. So that's not lost time. That's not lost time. And sometimes, you know, it's, you know, for whatever we got going on in our life, maybe it's more than that. Maybe you were just maxed out in that capacity and this was like a good fallback and maybe you just needed a minute. Do you know? Maybe you just needed a minute. Maybe it's bigger than you kept indulging and using back on track. Maybe it's bigger than you were using back on track as an excuse. Maybe it's just exactly where you needed to be and what you needed to do. Maybe you needed to test the waters to really feel like you are actually going to be able to maintain your weight once you lose your weight. You know, just maybe it was a little bit deeper than you just using this as an excuse. You know, that's what I see. That's what I see. And so now you got, okay, all right, here's what I've learned. I have learned that I can maintain my weight. I've learned that I can indulge and I have a good fallback technique to help my body get over that indulgences. That's great. Okay, I'm going to be able to maintain this weight when I'm done losing it. So let me turn the page, turn the corner, let me move forward and start focusing on reaching my goal now. Right? Maybe you needed that safety blanket to maybe, who knows what you're dealing with. Maybe you needed that safety blanket of knowing, okay, I got that in my back pocket. Okay, I've tested that. Okay, that works for me. And so now let me get back to business, you know, and that's where you have that aha moment, that realization. Six programs in, Deborah, like that's no joke, right? And a lot of times, like, there's some real deep stuff that we're uncovering here. And sometimes in our analyzing, we might be a little hard on ourselves when in reality, we're dealing with some real shit and we should be proud of ourselves, you know? So I love this for you. 10-week following a plan to a T, no change at all, healthier, yes, but need some pounds off. Okay, Randy G, I'm going to be real honest with you. All I see is you talking about how the weight isn't moving. You have been showing up and I'm paying attention to what you're doing. And what I see is like the team gives you suggestions and then the next day you're back talking about how your weight isn't moved. Do you know what I don't see? I don't see you talking about the suggestions that I don't see you taking an active role into helping us and helping yourself really figure out what's going on here in the sense of talking about, okay, well, I've been doing this and this and that and that. What I see is this every day. From you, not every day, but I see this so much for you where you are so solely focused on the scale not moving. It's like you're not actually absorbing what we are saying to you because you're at least, if I can judge for a second, I'm not judging you, but if I can observe for a second, your verbiage doesn't contain anything that is really insightful in a sense that we have given you so much information, but you are not, it's like 2 days go by and you're back to saying, my weight isn't moving. And do you know what I mean? Like, it's like constantly focused on the fact that your weight isn't moving and that's all you're showing up and saying every single day is kind of keeping you stuck and only focused on the fact that your weight isn't moving. So 10 weeks into the program, we're here to help, as you know, right? We're like all over. Every time you make a comment, ask a question, my team is like behind the scenes trying to figure out what's going on with you, right? But here's the thing is like, if there's no forward conversation, it's just like the same thing every time. My scale isn't moving. What can I do? We can only throw at you everything but the kitchen sink. And so here's what I'm going to say to you. You tell me why your weight isn't moving. Like, you tell me. Because at 10 weeks into the program, listening to all of our guests, listening to the reasons why your weight might be slower to move, I don't know you. So what do you got going on in your life and your environment? What's happening there? Like, you got to see this program works, right? You got to see. You see every day it's happening for most people. Don't even ask a question because at the end of the program, they're just like, that was easy, lost my weight. Obviously, we talk a lot about people who are struggling because we figure if we help people who are struggling, everyone else is going to benefit from that, right? You've read the science posts, I hope. So you understand the science behind it. You've listened to the guest segments. So you got to tell us, why do you think your weight isn't moving? And we only have so much control in the sense, like, I can't tell you the number of people that we've had. There's so much back and forth. And they're like, I go to my doctor, I got my blood work, everything is fine. And then after they actually investigate more, there's something underlying. They're like, there's a woman, Valerie, who's amazing in our maintenance group. And she has been struggling, but very vocal about the hard time that she's having with maintenance and her weight. And there's something going on. Her weight went up. We know she's had a lot of stress. We have ongoing conversations with her. And this has been going on for about a year in which she has now gone and saw a doctor and there's underlying issues that she's investigating she would never have been like, oh my gosh, she never would have thought she was dealing with the stuff that she's dealing with. And so you have to get to a point where you are doing all of this. Like, if you legitimately are doing all of it, and you understand how it works. It's good, healthy, nutrient-rich foods. It's being in tune to your body's needs. It's showing up. It's sleeping, right? Like, what's going on with your sleep? It's what's going on with your movement. I'm assuming now, like, you're getting out, you're getting your 10,000 steps in a day. I'm assuming you're doing resistance training at this point, right? Like, you're building up your muscle mass. That's huge. Your stress levels, you are taking time every single day to deep breathe. You're aware of your stress levels. You're actively managing your stress levels. You know, you're really, you don't watch Netflix every night. Like, you've got your phone off your bed. You are really working on getting that sleep. You have seen your doctor, taken into account your age and your hormones and all of that. Do you know, like, there's so much that you can do here. And then, of course, there's your food choices and your portions and what you're eating, what you're not eating and all of that. And then there's like your health issues that you have or you really need to investigate. And so every day you can say, oh, this isn't working for me. This isn't working for me. My weight isn't moving. My weight isn't moving. Weight isn't moving. And that can be all that you see. It's kind of like that, you know, you're going to go buy a car and you're going to get a white car and you decide on a white, I don't know, Toyota something. I don't know cars. And then all of a sudden, all you see is that white Toyota. It seems like everybody has the same car you just bought because that's what you're looking at and that's what you're seeing. So if you're just focusing every day on what's not happening and not focusing on what is happening and what the underlying issue is, you're just going to stay stuck. You're just going to stay stuck. And I can tell you the same shit every day. Right? The four reasons why your weight might be, you know, slower to move, inflammation, hormones, all of these things. But if you're not focused on the things that, because there's a lot to be learned on what is happening in your body, right? Rather than focusing on what isn't, what is happening? What change is happening that you're noticing? And that's your glimmer. That's your in. And then you start with that. Oh, okay. I'm sleeping better. You know, okay, great. What can I do to sleep even better? Right. And then how is that affecting your mood when you're waking up and your energy? Okay. I'm noticing my energy is getting better. You know, same thing with like blood work. So, you know, what's normal for someone in iron, for example, can be really low for you. Like, have you got your vitamin D tested? Oh, I got so many questions because we can go down a rabbit hole because 10 weeks into the program, if you are doing all of the things and literally your body isn't changing, your weight isn't dropping, there's an underlying issue there that you're going to have to be investigative about. It gets to a point that you have to take it to the next level. You have to take it to the next level. So that's my suggestion. As you know, we're super happy to help. Following the plan to the T, like I, and you know what? I'm going to be real honest. So in my troubleshooting sessions, the reason why I do a troubleshooting session is because what I used to do is I used to help people. I would find people who are struggling the entire program. And I mean, like, and our team, because we really take notice. And I would be like, okay, let's do a troubleshooting session where I would bring them on camera with me. And they would be like, and I'm not saying I don't believe you, but I'm just saying there's something going on. And saying I'm doing everything perfectly or everything to a T is just, it's not going to help you. And so they would be like, I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything. And I would get on with them. I'd be like, okay, let's run through what I do with my clients. You know, what's your age? What's your weight history? What are the health issues that you need to seriously consider? What diet, how long you've been dieting, like all of that, gathering that data, like your history of where you've been and what brought you right here to this situation, you know? And then I go through all the questions and, you know, how much water you're drinking? Well, I'm drinking like 3.5 liters. I'm like, okay, well, that's like the minimum. Well, I know, but it's more than what I drank before. I know, but it's still the minimum. Well, I'm working really hard. Okay, it's still not enough, right? Or, well, I'm. What are you doing for exercise? Well, I'm walking my dog 3 times a week. Okay, are you doing any kind of resistance training? Well, no. I'm like, okay, so why not? Well, I don't know. I don't have time or whatever. Okay, but if you are, you know, especially if you're older, you're a woman, you're older, hormones are an issue. You've dieted your entire lives, whether you're a woman, hormones, non-hormones, man, whoever, whatever person you are. If you have been dieting for 20 years, you probably don't and not actively building up muscle, that could be part of your problem because when your body uses insulin to decide where food goes, right? It goes to your liver. It goes into your muscles and it also goes into your fat. And so if you don't have muscle, guess where it's going? Into your fat, right? Okay. So you add resistance training. Are you getting your heart rate up? Well, no, I'm walking 3 times a week, but my dog's old. Okay. So 3 times a week exercising may be good for you. That doesn't mean it's enough, right? And sleep, what's your sleep like? Okay. Well, maybe you're a shift worker. and just maintaining your weight right now, not losing your weight is like not gaining weight is a big deal because maybe you're getting only 4 hours sleep, right? And so sometimes we have to take into account what our life is like right now, what we got going on right now, and what we can accomplish right now. Because if you only get 4 hours sleep every night, obviously that's problematic. So that's where I would put your focus in your sleep. Well, that's all the sleep that I can get. Well, then, but you have to factor that in, you know? And, you know, it's just that I have never talked to anybody who was actually doing all the things. They felt like they were doing a lot of things. They felt like they were doing more. They may have been doing a lot of things. They may have been doing more things than they're used to. But, you know, I hope this is coming out right. It's just that that constant focus on focusing on what's not happening is not helpful. Right? So you want to look at what is happening and focus on that. What more of this can I do? What more of that can I do? And really get to a place 10 weeks in, if you're not seeing any movement on the scale, not experiencing any non-scale victories, you've got to go to your doctor. And this is not me blowing you off because you know how much the team is here to help. We will go to the ends of the earth and answer as many questions as you need. I want you to be successful, but I've also talked to enough people that there are underlying issues for some people. A small, like 93% of people lose weight following the program and do so within the first 4 weeks of the program. 93%, right? And so, but there are those select few that we're dwelling on, which is why I'm spending so much time talking about this right now, because you might not be the only one. And this sucks, but constantly saying it's not working is not helping. And so you got to figure out what is going to help and, you know, investigate. Go to the doctor, go it again, find a different doctor, get some tests done. So many people I've talked to over the years who struggled, and then after they would reach out months later and be like, oh, I finally went to my doctor, or I went to my doctor and, you know, we did this test or that test and I have this going on. And, you know, and some people, and I'm not trying to scare you, but some people have come back to us with some really serious health issues that they didn't know they had that were uncovered once they went back to their doctor. I can't tell you how many emails we've received from people being like, you know what, I wasn't losing weight. Your team kept telling me to go to my doctor. I got the best basic test. I kept going back. I was persistent and I found out I have this and I'm dealing with that. And if it wasn't for your team, I would have never pushed my doctor. So, you know, at this point in, and this, how does this resonate to everybody? This resonates to everybody listening, because this is what dig deeper, level up more. That's where maximizing, this is for everybody. In small ways, everyone wants the scale to move more. And in small ways, there's a lot that you can do about it. Dig deeper. Level up more, investigate, be proactive, focus on the things that are doing really well and build on those. Take a step back, assess where you're at, the things that you think aren't really working for you, figure out a way to make them work better for you, right? That's what this is about. It's not any one person or, you know, any one person who's struggling. It's about everybody. You have the tools that you need to figure out what you need to do. A lot of times we just have to sit back, be quiet, ask the right questions and listen. And most of all, be honest with ourselves with where we're at and then seek help. I know sometimes it feels like, fuck, you know, I don't want to go to my doctor. I don't want to do this. I want to do that. But if this is really important to you, you have to figure out what you need to do. And we really are here for you. You know, this is why I took time on this question today. I want you guys to understand this is sort of the process that we're going through, right? It's a process where I see you're going to your doctor tomorrow. Okay, perfect. So let me finish that. I appreciate the perspective. I'm seeing my doctor tomorrow and we'll have the discussion. So Randy, before we go, you go armed, go into your doctor armed, bring the book, bring your food logs, right? Bring your journals. Like do a mini write down of the food plan and give an example of the day of what you're eating. Give an example of your portions, right? Like go in there armed. You write down sleep, write down stress, right? Because you know doctors, and especially if you have weight to lose, oh, you just need to lose some weight. You know, you tell them on their diet, some doctors really aren't all that great with believing that they think you're on a diet, you're starving and you're depriving yourselves and you're not being healthy and you're just trying to go for a quick fix. That is not what you have been doing. And so what I would do is take some time today and go through and be like, here's my stress list, all the things I'm doing for stress. Here's my sleep, all the things I'm doing for sleep. Here's my movement, all the things I'm doing for movement. Here's my food, all the things I'm doing for that. Here's my supplements I'm taking. Here's my medications that I'm taking. Here's the time that I've been working on this. Here is what I'm seeing change. Here's what I'm not seeing change. Here's what I'm feeling, right? And here's what I'm not feeling. I would go into your doctor armed, because you, if you've been showing up and doing all these things, you are in a very good position to have a very like effective conversation with your doctor about, I'm already eating healthy. I'm already moving my body. I'm already managing my stress. I'm working on my sleep. I need you to help me. What is going, there's something going on here. I've made all these changes and I'm not noticing change. Help me figure it out. Help me figure it out. I hope that helps all of you today, right? You got this. You got this. You can do this no matter where you're at. Whether you've already been hugely successful and you've reached your goal, you're going to be able to maintain it, but the work isn't done for you. Whether you're getting so close you can taste it, you're fucking going to get there, right? Even if you feel like you're far away, you're going to get there. You just got to keep showing up. You got to investigate. You got to be proactive. You got to be your biggest champion, your biggest cheerleader. And the exciting thing is you have a whole team of people here to help you. And support you. But we can't do it for you. So wherever you are at in your journey, give yourself a big massive pat on your back. No matter how you are feeling right now, take a minute and be proud of yourself, because you can do this. 10 fucking weeks you've been showing up for yourself and you haven't given up. And that is huge, no matter where you are at or what's going on. I got to go. I'm here for it. I'm here for you this week. I love all of our conversations at this point. I know you guys are probably tired of me hearing that, saying that, probably tired of listening to me at this point, but I'm going to be back. I'll be back later tonight, 7 p.m. if you want to join me. I'll be back all week. Join me tomorrow for Dr. Beverly. If you had a question and I didn't answer, which I'm sure there are many, don't stop asking, but copy and paste it over on the question of the day page. The team's here for you. Have an amazing day, everyone, and I'll see you tomorrow or later tonight. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.